Hey, this has been going on since early in the winter. I want to say around February, the Buffalo Bills Fan Advisory Board had their first meeting. They have since met twice since then, including last Thursday night. The Bills Fan Advisory Board, a group of 14 Bills fans representing ticket buyers, season ticket holders from all sorts of demographics, all over geographically as far as Bills Nation is concerned. The Bills set this up. This is not the Fan Alliance. This is the Bills Fan Advisory Board. One of the members of that board is joining us live on the line right now from his home in Rochester, Craig Hendeberg. Hi, Craig. Thanks for being on with us tonight.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we've talked with Andy Major, the Bills executive who set up the Fan Advisory Board, a lot about this concept. It's an effort to reach out to the customers, basically, from the Buffalo Bills standpoint, and find out what they're looking for in the game day experience. Tell me how you found yourself on the Buffalo Bills Fan Advisory Board, Craig.
Well, I've been a season ticket holder for 7 years now, and received an email looking for people who are interested, filled out an application, and went through a couple of interviews, and was selected to be one of the 14 members.
Why did you want to serve on that committee? What intrigued you about that?
Well, I thought it would be cool. I thought it'd be interesting to kind of get a little peek behind the curtain in some of the decision-making process that was going on at the stadium. And, you know, I'm a season ticket holder, but I've been a group leader and sat all over in the stadium for different games before I was a season ticket holder. So I felt like I had a lot of experience to bring to the discussion and talking about what was going on at the stadium.
And you've had three meetings so far, right?
Correct.
And yep. Tell me, I want to talk to you about some of the particulars, but your overall experience through the first three meetings, has it met your expectations?
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, we're really honest. There's some diehard fans in that group, and we're really honest with the people from the Bills that are in the meeting, and they're really honest with us. So it's been very productive. They're taking our feedback and they're listening. And as we get reports back from them at later meetings, it sounds like they're implementing some of our ideas. So,
can you give us any examples of that, Craig? Ideas that have come up in the Fan Advisory Board that the Bills are at least looking at, or maybe already have implemented?
Yeah, a couple meetings ago, we talked about the standing issue. You know, mm-hmm. Everyone's excited at the game, and there's obvious times, third down, and you know, maybe the first couple plays of a game where everyone seems to be up and standing, but there were some issues with people who just didn't feel like ever sitting down and just stood the whole time, and that makes it hard for some of the fans who can't sustain standing for 4 hours. So
yeah.
We talked about ways to solve that. One of the big issues there was the first two rows in the stadium are really blocked by the people on the field, so those people tended to stand just to be able to see. I don't know if it's completely official yet, but I believe they were talking about tarping the first two rows in the stadium to kind of alleviate the problem there.
That's a tough one, isn't it? You want the experience of people being into the game. You want the intensity of the home crowd. There's a special atmosphere about Ralph Wilson Stadium when the whole place is on its feet and, you know, cheering or chanting or whatever it is they do. You don't want to dampen that enthusiasm, do you?
No. No, you don't want to discourage people from getting into the game. I mean, that's the whole reason you go to the stadium for the game and sit in the weather and deal with, you know, traffic and everything else that goes with it, because it's that in-game, in-stadium experience that you're trying to be there for. So you want to be able to support the team and cheer and stand up and get excited. And, you know, but I do agree that there is a line at some points where, you know, you can sit down and take in what's going on.
Yeah, and the issue is always finding that line. And as it is on many of these issues, I would think, Craig, and as you said, you kind of get a view behind the curtain now over the course of these three meetings. The one thing that strikes me, and we've talked with Andy Major about this, is that, and this is going to sound self-serving, but the Bills, to my mind, are pretty proactive about trying to make it better out there. They got 73,000 customers here and a home game on a Sunday. It's not going to be the perfect experience for everyone, but they try, and they do listen, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Pat Matthews talks about how his team tries to address every comment or complaint that comes in after a game within the first day, if not 2 days, talk to those people directly. And they're really working hard to make sure that everyone coming to the stadium can enjoy the game, whether you're coming as a family, whether you're coming as a group of young guys having fun. You know, they're trying to make it fair for everybody, safe for everybody, and make sure everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, and it behooves them to do that. Those are the customers, right?
Right, and that encourages people to come. And, you know, bring their kids and teach them to love going to games and hopefully continue that their whole life.
We're live on the line with Craig Hendeberg of Rochester. He is one of the 14 members of the Buffalo Bills Fan Advisory Board. They met last Thursday. One of the things you talked about last Thursday, Craig, dealt with access and egress. I like saying the word egress, but it's getting in and out of the stadium in a timely fashion. That's a familiar complaint.
Yeah, last season, I think the home opener of the Patriots game was a little difficult getting everyone in. They've switched to wanding everybody, which I think was two seasons ago. But last season we had the new bag policy, of course, which kind of threw everyone for a loop. And a lot of people had trouble getting into that first home game before kickoff. But, you know, we talked to Andy Major at the meeting, and he explained some of the causes of that and how they addressed it afterwards. And they definitely improved throughout the season. And I think as fans get more used to the bag policy and the procedure in the line, it's going to be better. We expressed a concern as a board. You know, we went from, I think, 9 gates down to these 6 gates,
right,
with the new layout of the stadium. But they are bigger, so they're assuring us that it's going to be an easy entrance. Although you can't show up, you know, 10 minutes before kickoff.
Right, as everybody would want to. But the new gates that are under construction now, part of the massive renovation project at the stadium, the new gates are designed to alleviate that issue. You guys got kind of a sneak peek at many of the construction issues from Joe Frandina, I believe, last week.
Yeah, he came in and talked about all the stuff they're doing and the progress that they're making on it. It's a lot of work. They have a lot of people working, you know, 2 shifts, I think, to get all of the renovations done in time. But from where we were, I mean, I could see the gate structures going up and the new paint on the stadium looks really cool. So there's a lot going on.
Tell me about the other issues. What other issues have come up that, you know, you spent a lot of time on now in these first 3 meetings?
Those are the big ones. We got a little bit of the state of the team. You know, we talked about everyone being excited about the draft and what they did there. The board, I think, as most fans, was kind of split down the middle on happy to see Stevie go, not happy to see Stevie
okay,
go.
Yeah.
You know, so we talked about players and what's going on with them and maybe some places we may need improvement there. We also talked about this new seat cushion availability for season ticket holders that have seat cushions permanently installed on their seats for the season. That's an option now for us. You know, talked a little bit about ejections and you know, the imperfections of the game they experience and what they're trying to do to lower that number. You know, their goal is to be at 0. And like you said, when you have 73,000 people, a lot can happen. It's hard to control that. But I was interested to learn that the majority of ejections are just for people smoking, which, you know, is not as bad as I think the perception some people have that don't go to the games, where they think, you know, all these ejections are fights and, mm-hmm, and drunks causing problems, where it's really just someone who, you know, can't follow the no smoking rule.
Yeah. Craig, you mentioned you had a presentation from Jim Monos, the player personnel director here, about the on-field product. Is it your sense that these issues, you know, the game day experience issues, might be mitigated, if not totally wiped out, if the Bills were good? I mean, I hate to be cynical about it, but let's face it, winning cures a lot of these problems, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, they talked about that, and it definitely does, especially later in the season when,
yeah,
you know, if the team's not in it, most people are giving their tickets away, and you have people in the stands who aren't invested in the game or,
right,
or have a rooting interest for the team to win at that point. So, you know, if we can be in it later in the season and we're winning, I think you get a different fan at the game more consistently, and you spend more time paying attention to the game, and you don't, you know, get into the distractions that you might if it's a blowout or a wasted season.
Craig, you and your fan advisory board have had 3 meetings. Are there more meetings planned in the run-up to the start of the season this summer?
Yeah, I think we're going to have 1 more meeting before the start of the season. I think they're talking about having it at training camp. There's a few of us on the board from the Rochester area, so that'll be a nice reprieve for us.
Sure.
Not having to take the drive out.
Yeah.
So we should definitely have 1 more before the season starts. And then we're going to continue them throughout the season, too, so we can give feedback as we, you know, as a group of fans experience all these new renovations and deal with them firsthand or see them firsthand, the food and the new gates and and whatever else they throw in there. So
yeah, the whole stadium experience is about to change, I think, for the better coming up in a couple of months. Craig, thank you for being on with us tonight. When you come to Rochester, please look me up. I'll be out there virtually every day for practice, and I'd love to meet you face-to-face.
I'll do that.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks for doing this tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Craig Hendeberg is a member of the Bills Fan Advisory Board. They've had three meetings so far, a group of 14 fans who, as Craig explained, how he was selected as a season ticket holder. And the object is to get input from Bills fans on improving the game day experience. You've heard Andy Major talk about it on our show. He's the Bills Vice President of Event Operations and Guest Experience. And we thought rather than get Andy's take, we'd talk to some of the members of the board, including Craig Hendeberg of Rochester. Our thanks to him for doing that for us tonight.